CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Professor Richard Epstein is here to help me update a story about Chicago, about President Obama, and about the intention of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago. I read from the Guardian newspaper. This is London reporting. Construction of the Obama Presidential Center is expected to begin this fall in Chicago after years of debate over whether the complex will benefit low-income residents of the surrounding neighborhoods. It will be located in Jackson Park on the south side of Chicago, one of the most historically significant parks in the city. Originally designed for the 27 million visitors in the 1893 World's Fair, the roughly 500 million Obama Presidential Center will feature a museum, playground, public library, and an open plaza. Richard, public library, that's very clever, but not a presidential library. Your case involved, the last chance we had to talk about this, trees. Please explain. Good evening again.
Yes. I mean, they use the indicative as if this thing is a foregone conclusion, but I represent, along with Michael Rackliss, Protect Our Parks and a large number of progressives in the Hyde Park neighborhood, Tom Mitchell, Brent Sharif, Jamie Calvin, who are challenging this. And we're doing it on two sorts of grounds. One is that it's an abuse of the public trust, because what's happened is they are receiving essentially 20 acres of land. They're ripping up another 10 acres of land for which they are paying the princely sum of $10, and they're also cutting down 1,000 trees. There are also right now a series of environmental challenges based upon three statutes. They're all interrelated. One is the Transportation Act. The second turns out to be the National Environmental Policy Act. And the third is the National Historic Preservation Act, all of which say that you cannot build any project on sensitive properties unless you could prove that there's no prudent and feasible alternative. But there is a prudent and feasible alternative in this case. Just to the west of Jackson, of Washington Park, another park, lies a 10-acre plot of land. It's bordered by two major roads. It goes over a subway line. It's near the freeway. And you could build a center right there, which would do everything that you want to do with the Obama Center. Where they're putting it is actually reckless. Not only do you have to cut the trees and close the roads, but you're building it in the Mississippi Flyway, which means that you're going to disrupt birds who use the trees for feeding and nesting. They're going to crash into the building. You're building this within 50 or 100 feet at most of a lagoon that's rising. So you're going to have continuous water removal techniques and pumping in order to keep this thing from falling into the sea. It's going to take a huge amount of money to do this, much of which is going to be paid for by the city and federal government. At the alternative site, the road works is largely in place so that the cost of fitting it into the neighborhood is going to be very much lower. I mentioned something about economic development. Where Jackson Park is located, it's impossible to have further economic development because it's surrounded by the Museum of Science and Industry and by the lake, and there's very little undeveloped land on the other side of Stony Island Avenue, which is the west side of the area. If you go near Washington Park, there's lots of undeveloped lands that would be synergistically improved by the Obama Presidential Center. And so if you're actually trying to have a connection between what the center will do on the one hand and what the community wants on the other hand, that's also the better location. We are now in the process of filing our papers, seeking what is called a preliminary injunction, so that the judge says you cannot do anything to build this thing unless and until I first examine the case on the merit to see whether or not you meet the statutory standards. I regard this as an open and shut case as a matter of legal stuff, because all of the cases in which you have huge and sensible disputes are situations where you have efforts to fix up Union Station in Washington or to expand a road or to build a tunnel or to repair a tunnel in which there's very few degrees of freedom as to where you could put these things. You can't move Union Station. There are only several places in which you could put a road. If you want to move one segment of the road a mile to the one direction, you have to reorient the rest of the road. Same is true as pipeline. This is a freestanding building. You could locate it anywhere whatsoever. There's no need whatsoever to tie it to any previous location. And when you have a clearly superior location, the way the statute is worded is you first try to avoid the losses by moving it out, then minimize them by shrinking the project or relocating it, and then by mitigating. And throughout this entire proceeding, every public official has always said avoidance is not on the table. Minimization is not on the table. It's only minimization. It's only mitigation. So what's the proposed mitigation? Well, we're going to cut down old growth trees, which in some cases are as much as 2 or 3 or 4 feet in diameter. And we'll plant saplings about 1.5 or 2.5 inches or 4 inches in diameter. And, you know, in 50 years, they will be suitable nesting places for birds, maybe. That's the program that they're putting forward. That's the program that we're attacking. And so when we will go into court, we will probably have this thing briefed, and there will be a kind of an interesting argument, which will take place in the middle of August. If it turns out we're right, then the project will be put on hold. And then when you go to the full case on the merits, I frankly think that if we get the preliminary injunction, there's nothing that they can show to explain why it is that you have to take not just a Chicago park. Frederick Law Olmsted is the greatest landscape architect in the history of the United States. There's never been a single park that he built which has been decommissioned in this particularly ghastly way, which they're trying to do. And so what happens is that it seems to me that the case is overwhelming to preserve a national treasure, and then you could build the Obama Center outside Washington Park. And ironically, as has happened in other cases, it's possible after the thing is improved and developed, there could be an agreement between the City Park District and the Obama Foundation to move it into a public park status. That's what happened to the Shedd Aquarium. That's what happened to the Field Museum and so forth. So there are things that you can do, but understand that this so-called process is nothing more than a desecration of one of the great natural treasures and assets of the city of Chicago.
Where's the Obama Library? Why isn't it here? A public library?
Well, there isn't either, because it's in cyberspace. There's a story about this. When this thing was first approved in 2015, they were going to build the Obama Presidential Library.
We have a little more than a minute. Go ahead, Richard.
The Presidential Library. They were going to put it there. It turns out there's a statute called NARA, the National Archive and Records Act. And what that says is the Presidential Library has to be under 70 feet tall. And there are other specifications. This building is going to be 235 feet tall, and so it doesn't meet those qualifications. Rather than reduce the building, what they did is they called it a center, and now that it's a center, it's not subject to these federal restrictions. There's no federal money for it. The Obamas are very good at raising money. But interestingly enough, huge portions of the money that are going to be needed to change the site, to rip out all the roads and so forth, are going to be several $100 million of money, which seems to be funded from federal and state funds and city funds, all of which could be spent to better purposes. It is absolutely a travesty to knock out 30 acres of a major park to put in a new set of roads, which will be less efficient than the ones that we already have in place. We did file objections with Secretary of Transportation Buttigieg, but as is typical in a case like this, they don't answer them. And the way the regulations work, if the subordinates basically give you what is known as a FONSI, a finding of no significant environmental impact, then what happens is they can go ahead unless you stop it in court. Well, they issued a FONSI saying that we don't need to have any further study of this. The secretary has not answered us, which means that unless we stop them in court, this project will take place. We're going to stop it.
To be continued, the Obama Presidential Center, Chicago, and Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.